Thank you, Jim, and the brass for setting the tone and the pace for this Memorial Day weekend as we begin to enter it and as we begin to think. And hopefully not just on Memorial Day weekend do we think about those who gave their lives that we may enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy, but prayerfully it is every day, all of the freedoms that we enjoy, that we consider those that went the extra mile, those that went to conflict, and those that didn't have an opportunity to make it back. Hey, look around, give somebody a wave and a smile that says, hey man, I'm glad that you are here. If you're part of our online audience, we want to thank you for joining us today. And we ask that you would be sure to say hello to our very own Dr. John Cazito. He is your voice to Central Baptist Church, and I know a lot of times folks can't make it. And one of the nice parts has been that even if you've been out of town or even if you're traveling or something, you could still tune in and be a part of services at home or if you happen to be shut in. And then we also have people who watch from all over the world, believe it or not. We've got folks watching in different countries to be a part of services that will often, you know, send us a word of encouragement back to Central Baptist Church. So we're so glad that you are here. We enjoyed, this is week one of year 61 of Central Baptist Church. Last week we had the opportunity to celebrate our 60th anniversary. And we're so glad that we're still able to have five of our original charter members that are with us, and what a joy it is for them to have the opportunity to be around. I want to mention this before we pray. I know some of you all have seen the baby bottles. This is the campaign that we do for the Pregnancy Network that's located in Greensboro. And what we just ask you to do is pick up one of these baby bottles, and you can put like some spare change that you find, or at the end of the day, just drop it in that bottle. And we usually take this offering between Father's Day and Mother's Day. So around Mother's Day is going to be, I'll say, the end of our campaign. We're not going to tell you that, hey, you can't do this or anything like that if for some reason it's a little bit late, but just let me know. But if you've picked up a baby bottle and you have filled that up, you don't have to wait until Mother's Day. If you want, you can bring that back. Please make sure that you give that to myself or David. We're keeping these in my office. We don't just leave them laying around just because they have money in them. What this does, this goes to help offset costs for ultrasounds for young women who are considering aborting their children. And I've said this before, but I think it speaks highly of the ministry that they do, that it's in the 90 percentile of young women who actually have an opportunity to see that child through an ultrasound. It's around 90-some percent that decide not to abort the child. So that's what all of this goes to. And we take it down there. We make sure that that everything is in line. Every dime of what you give specifically goes there. So I just wanted to remind you of that. We do have some of the empty baby bottles out in the narthex. If you're country like me, that's the vestibule right between those two doors out there. Pick you up a bottle, and then we'll collect those, and we'll make sure that we get them taken down there. So we also want to thank you, Jimmy, and I want to thank you for your prayers. As last Monday, we headed down to Trinity, Texas, taking equipment for what they call the DROC. That's the Disaster Recovery Operations Center, to be set up for teams that are actually going to start arriving today to do ministry down in Trinity, Texas for flood relief. They'll be doing mud outs, clean outs. They'll be treating those homes for black mold and various other things. Jimmy and I left Monday, it was around noon on Monday, had to make a stop in Shelby to pick up a bunk trailer, and then at 3 o'clock we left Shelby and rolled into Trinity, Texas, which is, if some people are going, where's Trinity, Texas? It's about an hour north of Houston. So we rolled in there at about 8:30 Tuesday morning, and then Jimmy and I went out and worked with assessment crews that went out. And even after 3 weeks, there are places that there are still water in homes. The water has not receded yet because they continue to get rain. And I will tell you that Texas is hot. And don't anybody here tell me, well, it's a dry heat. No, it's not. It is not a dry heat. I've been sweating since last Monday. It was nice to get back in North Carolina, but North Carolina Baptist men flew us back in because they could get an airplane ticket for Jimmy and I for about $150. Our equipment is still there. We will go back later bring it back when they finish up. But remember the folks in Trinity, Texas. What an opportunity for ministry. We wept with people as we went out. And like I say, if you want to be a part of this team, hey, Disaster Recovery does trainings. You can be certified in different areas, everything from admin, communications, health and safety, chaplaincy. There's all kinds of things, and those teams are beginning to roll in right now. So I'll try to share a little bit more about that later on, but that's not what today is about. Today, we come to honor those who gave their lives that we might be able to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer as we begin our services today. Father, we come to you now thanking you and praising you for your love, your mercy, your grace, your kindness. And Lord, we're grateful that we live in a country where we have the freedoms that we have. Father, many times we take those things for granted because it has become a simple way of life for us. It's not until we see those that don't have the freedoms that we have that we appreciate them more. I pray, Father, that we don't find ourselves in that situation where we have to lose what we have before we can appreciate it. And Lord, we thank you today, Lord, and we lift up those family members that had those who gave their lives to protect or to gain the freedoms that we enjoy. And Lord, even though we're going through this weekend, many will spend time together, and that's okay. But Lord, I pray that we will remember why we celebrate the times that we celebrate. It's not about the hamburgers and the hot dogs, but Lord, tomorrow is a very tough day, just yet another tough day in the lives of those who have a family member, a friend, or a loved one who paid that cost. So Lord, I pray that we would be sensitive to that and that we would cry out to you. And Lord, that we, as you told Israel, if we follow you, you will bless us. Lord, if we don't follow you, then many things will happen to us, just as it did with Israel. So Lord, I pray that you will help us to focus on our freedoms, not only during Memorial Day weekend, but Lord, that you would help us to focus on those freedoms each and every day and always be grateful for them. So Lord, we ask that you would bless our time today and our service. We pray that your spirit would move upon us and that you would draw us close to you. And Lord, we also pray if there's one that doesn't know you, that today truly would be the day that they would have the opportunity to hear your voice, to give their life to you, and then, Lord, to serve you for the time that they have left on this earth. So, Lord, bless our worship, bless all that we do as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Good morning. Please stand with me as we sing hymn number 42, God Be the Glory.
Soul of the earth, we give us.
they make their way back to their seats, I was thinking, as we were heading out to Texas, I'm kind of the night owl, if you know me, and that's why Jimmy and I made a great driving team, because Jimmy's the daytime guy, and I was the nighttime guy, and although Jimmy was trying to catch some rest in the sleeper, it was like riding a prize-winning bull the way the roads were, so I don't think he really got any shut-eye, but in the midst of some quiet moments through the middle of the night, as we crossed states and as we moved to different places, I was reminded of the freedoms that we have in this country. I was just reminded of the fact that, you know, we could cross and you'd see, you know, signs that would say, welcome to South Carolina, welcome to Georgia, welcome to Alabama, welcome to Louisiana, welcome to Texas. And there was a rest area. It was always very welcoming. And I thought, you know, it kind of took me to our times in Cuba, where you're driving down the road and you get to checkpoints. And yeah, there were no checkpoints on the roads here in America. You had the opportunity to travel from place to place and to do so with freedoms, but freedoms that for a lot of us were granted, but they were granted because somebody else bought them and because of somebody else paid for them. And that is the price of our freedom cost many their lives. As we come into this time of Memorial Day, it is a time to remember. It is a time to pause and to remember that for some people, this it opens up a very sorrowful time for those who've had those loved ones whom tomorrow they will go visit in a cemetery, but yet every day of their life they remember the sacrifice that they gave that you and I might enjoy those freedoms, that we might enjoy going from state to state and border to border, that we might be able to speak what's on our mind. And all those things, folks, did not come free. They came with a cost. So for these moments, we always try to honor. This is not about those that served. This is about those who gave it all. That's what this weekend is really about. I'm not saying not to have you a cookout, but I'm telling you that we need to remember to share with our children the true reason why we honor this day. It's not just so we can have a day off of work. Ask somebody who will be visiting a cemetery to visit a loved one tomorrow, and they will tell you that it's a very painful day. They will tell you that that their loved one gave their all that we might enjoy those freedoms. I like to call it the watchman on the wall. Even as you and I are here today, there's somebody serving in our United States military that are keeping an eye on our freedoms, and we need to appreciate that. So for these next moments, I'm just going to ask that we pause, that we take this opportunity, that we take this moment to remember those who gave their lives, to remember those families who are going to have a tough, tough weekend. And I want to recognize one of our very own, Staff Sergeant Kirk Gross, to lead us in this time.
Thank you. sometimes it takes a little composure. Guys and gals, I'm not trying to separate anybody out. Having experienced what it's like in other places, having visited those cemeteries, please make sure this weekend does not go without honor. That as you saw these men, they may have long since hung up the uniform, but they've never hung up the heart. They will forever be a United States military personnel who watch for our freedoms. We love you guys. We appreciate you. We remember those who gave that ultimate sacrifice today. And I pray always. Today we're going to be looking at some passages that come out of the book of John, chapter 15. If you have your Bible, you can go ahead and turn over there with me. But as we gather together today on Memorial Day, and we take these moments to reflect and to remember those brave men and women that have given their lives in the service to our country, this is a day to honor their sacrifice and to pay tribute to their bravery and to their dedication. Today we want to look at a few scriptures that may be familiar to many of us. I hope they are, because if they're familiar, that means that you've been reading the Word. But there's one that I want to concentrate on. Look with me, if you would, at John chapter 15. We're going to begin reading verse 11. John chapter 15, beginning with verse 11. It says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." Let's pray together. Our Father, as we come to you today, we do so, Lord, asking that your word would permeate our heart, that you would speak to us. Father, we are nothing and no one lest the Holy Spirit guide us and lead us. Lord, the Holy Spirit is our teacher. We pray today that our hearts are prepared to come into your presence, that we might hear what the Spirit would say to each and every one of us. Lord, I pray that for these moments that you would use me as your messenger, that it is you and you alone who truly would be lifted high, that you might draw all men unto you. So, Lord, bless this time that we will spend together in your word. Speak to our hearts. And, Lord, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I want to camp out on that one passage that says, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends." You know, there's probably been the question that has been asked to you at some point along your way in life, and somebody has come up to you and said to you, "Listen, would you be willing to lay down your life for," and then you could insert that. Sometimes it's a person, sometimes it's a thing. Do you believe in something enough that you would be willing to give your life for that something? And I've often had people who have been really, really honest with me. And they've said in certain situations, they're like, "No, you know, maybe I would for my family, but I don't know if I would do that for you." And that's really just being honest. That's the brutality of honesty at times. Yeah, I think there's something about not only self-preservation, but preservation of the ones that you love. But what about for those that you know absolutely nothing about? How about those that you've never met? How about those who actually curse your name? How about those who don't agree with what you do? Would you be willing to lay down your life for someone such as that? 100% of the time, the answer that I've gotten from people is this: "No, because they won't deserve it." But I will say this, 100% of the time from the U.S. soldier, they say this: "I'm ready to do that every day." You think about what the situations were like, such as following Vietnam. I believe our soldiers were met with less than a stellar reception when they came back to the United States. And yet what they were doing for the American people. They were following the orders that they were given. And they did so out of love. Many of them did not come back, but those were willing to pay the ultimate sacrifice. You see, Memorial Day is a day to remember and a day to honor those who have made that ultimate sacrifice for the freedoms that you and I enjoy. And I've said this repeatedly. I almost sound like a broken record when I say it, but unless you have had your freedoms taken away from you, you don't understand the value of what God has blessed us with in the United States of America. Some of us got a little taste of that during the pandemic. Remember? How many of y'all remember the pandemic? Don't do this. Don't go here. Don't move. You can't go to the store. You can't do all these things. And most of us, at least at some point, got to the point where we said, I'm not doing that. Where are my rebels out there? You're done with that. And then I actually heard the words that some people said. They're like, I ain't doing that. This is America. Well, what does that mean? That means that you have enjoyed freedom for so long that when something outside of that came along, you didn't like it. Some of you have traveled to places before where you don't have the freedoms that we have. Those who have gone, and I say this a lot because it is prevalent, those who have gone with our Cuba team for the last 20 years, when you get off that airplane, it's not America. You don't have the freedoms to move about, the things that there are checkpoints, there are people watching you. I shared that when we were there in March, we were actually followed to the places that we were going, like a James Bond movie kind of thing. Just waiting on us to mess up that much to create havoc and mayhem. And yet we come back into America. And then even today we have people who don't appreciate those freedoms. And part of the reason that people don't appreciate those freedoms is they've never lost them before. Now, I mentioned a moment ago, the pandemic was just a tiny sampling of what it's like when you lose those freedoms. God has blessed America. As we look at this weekend, it's a time to reflect on the selflessness and the bravery of those who have given their lives in the service for our country. These fallen heroes that were willing to lay down their lives for the sake of their fellow countrymen and for the greater good of our nation. Those men and women who understand what it's like for their children to be able to go to school and to be able to travel from place to place and not have somebody come in and take everything that you've worked hard for in your life, to oppress you in ways. And it is worth fighting for. I will tell you this, I have never met a soldier yet who was sorry for what they did. Even in the midst of everything that's going on. I asked one time at where they had been deployed to some conflict. And I said, you know what? I said, these people right here can't stand you. And the guy said, I know. And I said, does that bother you a little bit to come out here and have to do what you have to do amongst people who can't stand you? And you know, they're throwing stuff at you. There's all kinds of stuff that's going on. And I asked a couple of different people that at different times, and every last one of them said, no. And they said, because this country's worth it. The freedoms that we have are worth it. Some of them recounted family members who this is going to be a tough weekend for because they lost a brother, a son, a father, a mother, a daughter in the midst of conflict. How easy would it be to sit back and look at our society today and say, is this really worth fighting for? I will tell you that 100% of those true soldiers will tell you, yes, it is, because they see the greater picture. They've been to the places where we haven't had those freedoms. Now, folks, just as Jesus gave his life for us on the cross, these men and women that we honor have also given their lives to you and I. They are willing to lay down their lives for their friends, for their fellow soldiers, for their country, and they exemplify the greatest form of love and sacrifice. What does the word say? No greater love hath any man than to be willing to lay down one's life for his friend. There's something special about a military soldier. They fight for you, but they fight for one another. They will give up their life for their brother, that he may go forward. I've said before, how many of us are willing to do that? You see, as Christians, we are called to love and to serve others as well, even to the point of sacrificing ourselves. But we've gotten to the point where we like to be comfortable. Nobody likes to be uncomfortable, do they? We don't. Yeah, and we whine. How many of y'all are whiners? You'll admit it, you're a whiner. Come on. Everybody needs to put your hand up. Y'all whining. I was whining. You know, I was sitting there serving the Lord. I get out there this past week and I'm like, this place must be the gates of hell or something, and somebody left the door cracked. I sweated from the time we crossed the Texas border. I didn't quit. I mean, you didn't have to do anything. I got out of the shower and dried off and dried off and dried off and dried off and dried, then just gave up and put a shirt on and just let it get wet again. And I was sitting there thinking, this is horrible, man. People living in these conditions. But let me tell you how the Lord gets a hold of you. See, the Lord sent me to a place where a fella just broke down in tears because he had lost everything. And he was sweating too and had nothing. We have to remember these type things. We have to remember the freedoms, and we have to remember the opportunity to be able to serve and to help. Yeah, you know, I love it. It was an old spiritual song that it says, it seems my children all want to sit around my table, but no one wants to work in my field. I looked around that disaster recovery operations center and realized something, that at 58 years old, I was the youngest person there. And Jimmy, a few years older than me, was the second youngest person there. Who will fill that gap down the road? Who will step up? Who is willing to stand in the gap that the name of Jesus and the care of Jesus continues to be able to go forward? Who's going to do that? They're not going to live forever. Now, I'm going to tell you, those little old ladies took care of me and Jimmy. Like, they did our laundry. I came home with clean laundry. Every stitch of it. They fed us. In fact, on the laundry bags they gave us, there was a word of encouragement or a Bible verse that they would sit there that day and they would make on those bags to say, hey, we love you and we appreciate you and we appreciate your service. I went out with assessors and I watched people just break down. Who's going to do that? Who is going to be that light to go forward in the hearts and the lives of people as we continue to go forward? You see, folks, churches are getting smaller and missions are getting smaller. And when you look at what it is, and I know David and I have talked about this before, you go to a missions conference and everybody's on a Geritol high. Where's the next generation? Where are they going to be? What about the next generation of freedom within our country? What about those with the right heart who are willing to stand up and say, America and the freedoms that we enjoy are worth it? As Christians, we're called to love and to serve others, even to the point of sacrificing ourselves. And today, we need to take some time to remember and to honor those who have set the examples for us. I thought about it even last week. I thought about the five charter members that we still have here. None of us would be here today if it wasn't for them. None of what you see and interact with would be here today if it wasn't for them. And you can ask them, hey, was it easy? No. Were there troubled times? Yes. Were there deep waters? Yes. But there were also some mountaintop experiences, and God kept them going. We need to take that moment to remember and to honor those who have set the examples before us and strive to live out their legacy by loving and serving others with the same selfless sacrifice and selfishness of the United States soldier. I tell you, it gets me every time. None of us know all that they went through. Those that saw conflict, those that were ready to see conflict, you have no idea what they did for you and for me. You see, remembering means also that we need to remember that there is a cost for freedom. Memorial Day reminds us of that particular cost. We live in a country where we have the freedom to worship, the freedom to speak, and to live our lives in pursuit of our dreams. These freedoms were not free. We call them freedoms for us, but somebody paid a cost. And that they came at a great cost. Just as a soldier has a uniform that is adorned with medals and accomplishments that they have, we also have been adorned with the greatest gift of all, and that is salvation through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Calvary's cross. And let us never take our freedoms for granted. We need to remember to honor those who have paid the price for the freedoms that we enjoy. And we need to use our freedom to spread the love and the message of Jesus Christ to those that are around us. I'd like to go back to that particular text today. And it says in verse 11, "These things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you." It's what Jesus wants. Jesus wants his joy to remain in you, that your joy may be full. Do you realize that as Christian people, we should be the most joyous people on the face of the planet? When people see us, they should see, does that mean that we don't struggle? No. We struggle, don't we? We have problems, but the question is, what is winning? The problems or the Savior that is within us? Do we have what you've heard me preach about for years, conditional faith? You know, how we feel about our relationship with the Lord is dependent upon what our circumstances are like. Circumstantial faith. If times are going good, things are great. But if times are bad, we begin to scratch our head and say, well, Lord, why? Why me? Why this? Why the other thing? And it robs us of our joy. You can tell it. We've been there before. It is an everyday challenge. But yet the Word tells us the joy of the Lord is our strength, right? Man, I love watching joyous, filled Christian people. There have been people in your life that you've looked at and you're like, I don't see how they're putting one foot in front of each other today. And yet the joy is still coming from them. How many of y'all know somebody like that? You're like, I don't, you know, you're like, man, you actually say to yourself, I wish I was like them. Because you know their circumstance, you know their situation, and yet they continue to experience the joy of the Lord. What does that verse 11 say? These things I have spoken to you that my joy, that's what Jesus said, my joy may remain in you. That your joy may be full, not just a little bit, but full. I've said before that I think one of the greatest deterrences to reaching somebody with the gospel of Christ is how they view us. Sometimes we don't look like we are filled with the joy of the Lord, do we? In fact, there's a lot of times we don't look like it. Yeah. Did you come in today, and greet somebody with a smile, or did you come in today like, I'm tired, I should have slept in today, I should have blah, 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 blah. Are you sitting there? I mean, yeah. Hey, listen, I say this all the time, you know, and I've been places before. And choir, I'm gonna give you a challenge: smile when you sing. Man, we got people all over the world watching us. You want them to see something that looked like a Willie Talk marionette? Hey, listen, sing from the heart, not just from the lips. Make that joyful noise unto the Lord. But at least look like you're having fun. Man, I tell you, I love preaching. There's one thing disappointed me about our trip this past week. I was supposed to be the one doing the devotion the night that it got canceled. That was not fun. I was ready to give it to them, buddy. I said, I'm going to get it when I get back. But that's the joy. Yeah, that doesn't mean that all your problems are going to disappear, but don't let those things dictate who you are in Jesus. Let Jesus in you dictate what goes on with those things. Your joy. See, that's what he's talking about here. And then he goes down to verse 13 and he says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Remember that question I told you that I'd asked before? Are you willing to die for your friend? Most people are like, I don't know about that. There's this thing about self-preservation. Would you be willing to lay down your life that somebody else's may go forward? Now, I will say this. I believe that there are a lot of you in here that would be, but you wouldn't necessarily. Given a question like that, you would say you don't know. But you would act and react as the Holy Spirit would lead you and guide you. And I think you would. I know you would for your family. And I know you would try for your friends. Listen, do we love each other enough that we would give our lives for one another? Or are we just a bunch of people gathered together in a little church house on Highway 68 doing what Mama taught us to do? Or is it real to you? You see, family has issues. How many of y'all, everybody always got along together great in your family? Always. Never had one single day where there was not an argument. Yeah. I don't see any hands. Made you mad, didn't it? You know why it makes you mad? Because they're your family and you can't get rid of them. Right? I mean, hey, when you were little, you talked about it. You said stuff to your brothers and sisters like you were found over in the sewer and mom and dad's going to drop you off there and you're not part of us and that sort of thing. But see, remember what I said before? Now, I'm going to tell you again. We've always, in spiritual life, called each other brother and sister, have we not? Because that's the spiritual family. Through Christ, we are family, right? Okay, well, guess what? I'm your weird brother. And you have to accept me, whether you like it or not, because I'm your family. Are you picking this up? Now, I want you to do something. I want you to look at all the weirdos around you. Go on, look. Look at all these weird people together. We're all a little strange. But here's the deal. And I'm going to ask, how many of y'all here know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life? Put your hand up high and be proud of it. Now I want you to look around again. See all these hands? That makes you family. That makes you family. You might get mad at your family, but you can't get rid of them. I'll tell you right now, you get mad at me, I'm going to ask God to put your heavenly home right beside mine. You'll get to see me every day. But we also love one another, don't we? We should. We should love one another more than getting, enough to get past the little things that trip us up. The things that Satan wants to become prominent in our lives, the things that turn us off to people. And folks, listen, here's the really cool part. How many of y'all come from a big family? It was challenging, wasn't it? It was cool too, wasn't it? Some of y'all are going, well, I don't know, I had to sleep in the back bedroom. It's scary back there. But there's more room in this family. You know, there's more places that can go around, place settings around the table. There's empty spaces here. We need to grow our family, don't we? Well, guess where we grow them at? Out there. That's where the mission work is done. That's where we love people into the kingdom. And guess what a great way to get their attention is? You ready for this? Hold on. That they see the joy of the Lord in us. There are some people that draw my attention. If I go somewhere, there's always that one choir member that is truly singing from the heart rather than from the lips, and you can find them. It's worship. I saw some of y'all here today that were singing from your heart, not from your lips, because it was a true act of worship. We sing some old hymns. Let me tell you something. There's some great theology in those hymns, isn't it? Do you remember what you sang a minute ago, or were you on autopilot? Now, some of y'all are going to grab that hymnal back, and you're going to read through it again. Okay, go ahead. It's fine. No problem. Everybody will think it's your Bible that you're reading. Go ahead. Pull it out and read the words. I encourage you to do that. But do you have that kind of love for your neighbor? If you look around, you don't get to pick and choose who it is, because what we do is we're like, I really, really like him, but I don't like that guy over there so much. Let me make you a promise. If there's a guy you don't like, that's the one that Jesus is going to put you around all the time. Amen? You're going to be around that guy or that gal all the time until you get it right here. I've noticed that. There were a few times on this trip, I was about ready to, wave at some people on the road. A few times I thought about saying a few things, and then I remembered there was a big seal on there that said North Carolina Baptist Men Disaster Response. I thought that wouldn't reflect real well of them, much less the Savior. We need to be reminded that we've got a logo, too, that says born again believer, right? We should. I love what Jesus said in verse 14 of our text. He said, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. I love that. Not just saying, well, it's going to be my way. It ought to be his way. You know, we say he's perfect, but he says, you know what? He says, following me means doing what I say do, even when you don't like it. And sometimes that's tough, isn't it? I've met people and counseled with people, and they say, I know what the Bible says, but I'm not doing it. And I'm like, that's dangerous, dangerous territory. I know the Bible says that I need to forgive, but I just can't do it. And I'm like, why? Well, because of what they did to me. I said, well, think about what the Lord has forgiven you of. We're all just really pretty horrible people that are forgiven, aren't we? See, I think too many times we forget what we have been forgiven of, and we have no right to withhold forgiveness from someone else. We are all sinners saved by grace. We are imperfect people. We mess up every day. Ain't nobody in this room perfect. If you think you are, let me tell you this. You're in the wrong place. There may be a perfect church somewhere down there. You might want to find it, because this is not it. We're a bunch of imperfect people that mess up. Don't we? Sure we are. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. That is so telling of the United States soldier. On this Memorial Day, let us remember and honor those fallen heroes. Let us also remember the selfless sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and strive to emulate his love and his service in our lives. And may we never forget the cost of freedom And may we honor the legacy of the service that was left behind by those who have laid down their lives for this country. Remember, remember, remember. The Lord tells us to remember a lot of things, doesn't he? You know what communion is? A time to what? Remember. He says, Bill, you remember when they crossed the Jordan? He said, take the stones, put them up so that you might remember. Remember what's been done. I want to challenge you in a couple of ways. First of all, the main challenge is to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Man, I got a chance to talk about Jesus a lot this past week. Boy, when you're standing in somebody's house with black mold all over it and the water's been up to here, you'd be surprised what kind of an attention getter that is in people's lives. Big time attention getter. How many attention getters has God been throwing your way? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? I told one lady, I said, look, man, I said, I'm just a simple old country boy from back east. I said, I don't know any other way. I said, I'm not suave or anything else. I'm just going to ask you, have you ever trusted Jesus Christ as Savior of your life? And she told me, she said, yes, I have. I said, what, will you tell me about that? Oh, it was a genuine conversion experience. I'll share more about her later. She knew Jesus, but I'm asking you today, have you trusted him? You see, the funny part is you sign up for the family, number one, and number two, you sign up for the Lord's army. I love the old song, and y'all have heard me around here say it many, many times. I grew up in vacation Bible school. Remember they had the little opening assembly? Where are my opening assembly people? Good old Bible school. And then you would break out into your classes, and you'd have your Bible study, and you'd do a craft, and you went to like 97 of those during the summertime. And they were during the day. They were during the day. But one of the songs, I don't care what Bible school it was that we would sing, was Onward Christian Soldiers. You see, you are part of the Lord's army. Are you willing to make the sacrifice that others may know him in the same manner that the United States soldier is willing to sacrifice their life that we might enjoy the freedoms that we do? Have you trusted Jesus? Listen, if not, and the Holy Spirit is beckoning your heart. I'm not talking about a feel-good, emotional thing. I'm not talking about praying with the preacher, checking a card, or any of that stuff and saying, oh, I'm done. I'm talking about, have you trusted him? If not, today, right now is the time for you to just stop what you're doing and say, Lord, today I realize I'm a sinner. I'm asking you to forgive my sin and save my soul. Help me to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'll make you a promise that if you meant that with your heart, that's the first step. You're a believer. I'm not saying there's other. You're going to spend eternity in heaven. But the Lord says this. The true test is, will you follow me? Will you become part of the family? Will you do what this word says you should do? Hey, listen, man, if you did that, we want to celebrate with you. Man, that's the greatest decision you'll ever make. We want to celebrate. I'm going to ask you when we have our invitation hymn, if you would just come down and let me know that so we could celebrate with you. And we want to help you. We want to put you on the right journey. Discipleship's not supposed to be boring. If it's boring, you're not doing it right. Should be the time of your life, right, bro? You learn. You grow together. Maybe you're here today and you've just got a little heart dropsy. Y'all remember that when you done dropped down and hadn't got the heart to get back up? Well, today you can be infused. The Spirit says, here's what I'm calling you to do. I'm calling you to be a soldier of the cross. Will you do that? Maybe you just need to give your life back to him. Not that you ever lost your salvation or anything to that nature, but maybe you just need to say, Lord, I'm messed up. That's a great prayer, isn't it?
I've gone to the Lord in prayer and said, Lord, oops, it's me again. He hears that prayer. Will you get back on track with him? Will you love one another to the point that you're willing to sacrifice your life for one another for the cause of the kingdom? You are my brothers and sisters. You can pick your friends, but you can't pick your family. You're stuck with me. And we're stuck with each other. I like to say that in a different way. We have the privilege of being with one another. That's the way I look at it. What has the Lord spoken to your heart today? And you'd say, well, you know what? You're not a really good preacher, so he didn't speak anything to me. Well, then you didn't come listening, because the word doesn't return void. The Spirit said something to you today. What was it? I'm going to ask Brad and our musicians if they would make their way down here as we prepare for our time of invitation. I always say this is not, it's not my invitation. It's the Lord's invitation. It's giving you an opportunity to do what God has spoken in your heart that you need to do. If it's salvation, listen, let us help you. Let us ride this route with you. If you trusted Jesus, let us know. We want to celebrate new family members. If you need this old altar, I get it. Sometimes it's just between you and God, but I still believe in an altar call, and I still believe in the power of an altar. Amen? I ain't going to have you fill out a card. Hey, listen, if you want to talk to me, call me. We'll talk, but fill out a card. Just come up and say, hey, Roy, I need to talk to you. Or I need to get this right. I need to get this straight. I'm not trying to duck and dodge. The Lord said this. He said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father which is in heaven. We should get up on the rooftop and shout, Jesus is my Savior. What has he put in your heart? No greater love hath any man than to lay down his life for his friends, his brothers. What did God say to you today? Listen, I'm here if you need me. This altar is here. Brad's going to come. I'm going to ask you to all stand as we sing our invitation hymn, number 317, Only Trust Him. With the Father today. Make sure that you have paid attention to what he's told you, and that you have acted and reacted on what he has put in your heart today through his word, that you might leave this place with peace. Please make sure you do that. That is for you. That's between you and God. You take care of it. Would you do that? At this time, I'm going to ask that our ushers make their way down to the front as we prepare to receive the Lord's tithe and our offering to him. Father, as we come to you again today, we are so grateful and thankful for provision that you provide for us. Lord, we give you thanks that we've had money to have food on the table and shoes on our feet and a roof over our head. And Lord, I pray right now that you will help us to be faithful, to trust you, to return to you the tithe and the offering. Lord, not because it benefits the church, but because you have said that you want to bless us individually for our faithfulness. So, Lord, may somebody put you to the test, even as we speak, and see you come through. I love what you tell us in your word. Basically, I dare you, try me and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour forth a blessing that you can't even begin to imagine. Now, Father, I'm not preaching prosperity theology because I know that's not what you mean, but I'm preaching faithfulness. Help us to be faithful to return to you that which you've asked us to, as we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Forget the baby bottles. If you need one, they're out there. We will start collecting them on Mother's Day. If you bring them back sooner, that's fine. We will just put them, or you can bring them by the office, and Debbie will put them in my office, and we'll make sure that they get there. Couple birthdays. What's that? I was just testing you, Monica. You passed the test. For those of you online who couldn't hear that, it's Father's Day. Thank you, Monica. She kept me straight, like always. We collect the offering between Mother's Day and Father's Day. So Father's Day, now if you want to collect all year and bring it back again next Mother's Day, that's fine too. But we'll take these up on Father's Day, and we'll make sure we get them to the Crisis Pregnancy Center. Thank you for keeping me spot on. Don't let me say something wrong. But if you need a bottle, they're out there. We'll collect those starting on Father's Day. You can bring them back sooner if you'd like. You can drop them off in the office. We'll keep them over there until after Father's Day. We'll take them over to the Pregnancy Network. Also, a couple birthdays. Actually, today, Kim Bendigo has a birthday today. So if you have a chance to see Kim Bendigo, be sure to give him a hug. I know it'd make his day. Send him a card, whatever you may do. And our very own Nora Young came back to be with us on her birthday. You have blessed us. Girls, so, always so good to see our coastal lady come back home. And happy birthdays. Give her a big old hug and squeeze her real tight. Make her not want to go back to the beach. So, But anyway, we love you, Suge. Happy birthday. And then on Tuesday, our own Don Wright will be celebrating a birthday. So if you get a chance, like I say, Don is one of those that takes credit cards, debit, cash, check, or whatever else. So be sure to wish Don a happy birthday this coming Tuesday. Don't have any anniversaries this week. Just a couple things before we get you out of here. We would not be having evening services just because of the holiday weekend. I know a lot of folks that are traveling, a lot of folks have plans. So we will not be having evening services today due to the holiday. Monday, our church office will be closed. But as always, you know how to get a hold of us if you need us. And then on Wednesday, every Wednesday, you have that 10 o'clock men's breakfast fellowship at the Olympic in Colfax. There's no agenda to that other than a bunch of guys eating some good food and getting to know each other and building relationships. Start on June the 2nd, which is a Sunday. The Sunday night Bible study will actually be meeting in Sanctuary Building Classroom 1, which is all the way down on the left. Is that right, Dave? All the way down the hall on the left-hand side of that building, starting June the 2nd, which is next week. And next week, we are also going to do our graduate recognition next week. I think we had put it out there, but that was on Father's Day. There's a lot of things that are going on in June. We didn't want to do graduate recognition on Father's Day. The graduates do know that, by the way. I have let them know. So that'll actually be next week. We'll recognize our graduates. Then every other Tuesday, there is a Bible study from 12 to 1 at Roger and Don Ree's house. Had a lot of sickness. Is that back up and going yet? Or not yet? We'll let you know next week, because it's an every other week thing, but I think it's the following week at Roger and Don Ree's. If you need any information, you can talk to Pastor David or Paul Johansson. They're actually doing a Bible study in the book of Daniel. So just remember, a lot of things that are taking place, a lot of things that are going on around here. So please let us know if you need a room for meetings or whatever in the church so we can make sure that we don't double up on things to that nature. One final thing, I'm going to ask Pastor David to make his way up here to close us out in a word of prayer, give us any other thing that we need to know. Please, please, please take tomorrow to talk to your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, somebody else's children. Don't get arrested, but talk to them about why Memorial Day exists. Take them out there. You know, we have some great memorials around here. Let them see names of some people that were willing to give up their life that they might have the freedoms that they enjoy. I know our park is in the process of building one here in Oak Ridge. There's a fantastic one at the, what's the name of that park we do the picnic? The
Carolina Field of Honor.
What's that?
The Carolina Field of Honor
at Triad Park. Phenomenal place. Listen, go by there, pay your honor, and you be sure when you see these guys that you thank them for their service. Today they understand. Today is about those that didn't make it home. We will recognize veterans on Veterans Day for those that have served. But today every one of them knows the importance of what goes on right here. Make sure we have that legacy that continues on. No greater love hath any man than to lay down his life for his brother. Pastor David.
There is a note in your bulletin today, a thank you from the church staff related to our 60th homecoming last week and all the people who helped make that possible. We want to thank them publicly again for Jim Scott and his church, for Jim cooking the meal, and for Awaken Church providing that meal for us in honor of our 60th anniversary. A lot of other people that took part in setting the room up, sending invitations out and everything. All the details are in your bulletin. Be sure to read that. We are greatly appreciative of all the work that was done to make that. We had a wonderful day. Several times this week, I've run into people and said, man, I really enjoyed the meal last Sunday. It was so good. And so I'm glad you did. And we had a great time celebrating Jesus. We even wrote a new new arrangement to Amazing Grace. things happen. Let me say, This for crisis pregnancy, we're doing that until Father's Day, which is the 16th of June. But doubling up also in this month, June is the month that we collect money for Camp Carefree. We go in July to Camp Carefree to serve and cook meals. I've been told, we don't have a number yet, but I've been told that we're having more people come this year than we did last year for us to serve. So we try to buy the food, and we go and cook the meals to give the staff off that week, and we get the blessing of ministering to cooking meals for these kids, three meals a day for a week. So that begins the end of June, and now on July the 6th, it's after July the 4th, but it's still our week for our patriotic concert. The band will be playing. It's on a Saturday afternoon. It's at 2 o'clock on July the 6th. It's over here in the multipurpose building. It's free hot dogs and apple pie that's an all-American meal. If you're on a diet, just forget it that day and come on and eat all the hot dogs you want and apple pie and tea. We love for you to come. It's always a great time for us to have an opportunity to celebrate our country. And if you play an instrument and you would like to be a part of the band that day, if you'll just show up next Sunday night, not tonight, but next Sunday night over in the gym at 7 o'clock, we begin practice for that concert. So you'll love being a part of it. If you play an instrument, you'll love being a part of that. We're so glad you came today. Let me lead you in a word of prayer before we go. Our Father, we're thankful for this day that we can set aside and remember those who gave the supreme sacrifice for us that we might live in free America. And we thank you that we still are free today, Lord. And Father, we pray that you will bless the families of those who've lost loved ones, not only in the military, Lord, but in this past year, many people have lost loved ones, and we remember them today also, Lord. Lord, we pray that as we spend this day, that you will help us to honor you and honor the sacrifice that Jesus made on Calvary's cross for us. Help us to be a witness for you, and help us to be a positive influence for the cause of Christ, and to be positive in our relationship to America and the freedom that we have. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.